Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly journey backstage into the world of the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today we continue our series of shows focusing on the seasons of upcoming theater companies and dance companies and opera companies coming into the area. And today we focus on Perseverance Theater Company. They're out of Juneau, but for the past several years, they've been bringing a full slate of plays to the Performing Arts Center here in downtown Anchorage. So today we're going to focus on their 2007-2018 season. And we have three guests today to talk about that. We have one of the playwrights, Lucas Rowley, who wrote a play called William Inc., I-N-C, not I-N-K. We'll talk about that in a moment. Welcome to the show, Lucas.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We also have Josh Lohman, who is a frequent visitor to Stage Talk. He's the Anchorage General Manager and always comes by and talks about shows that Perseverance is doing here. Welcome back to Stage Talk, Josh.
Thank you so much, Steve.
We also have, via telephone link, Art Roach, who is the Artistic Director of Perseverance Theater. He's down in Juneau, and he's going to talk a lot about a couple of the shows he's directing and also about the season as a whole. So welcome back to the show, Art.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, let's start as kind of an overview of the season here before we get into the individual plays. And I'm going to toss this out to you, Art. I know as when you're putting a season together, it's a challenging, challenging job to get just the right kind of plays together. I know that Perseverance in the past several years has been focusing on bringing a lot of original plays, a lot of plays that focus on Alaskan issues, Alaskan Native issues, as well as bringing in some of the more classic plays. We'll talk about a couple of those. And a play that you've been bringing back every year is kind of a tradition. Is there a pattern to this? Is there a reason that you're doing this? Or what is the reason behind your thinking of packaging your season in this way?
Well, it seems to work, and you'll see a similar approach.
That's a good idea. Okay, show's over.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a similar approach this year. It's great to be able to do classic works on a regular basis and give actors a chance to play those roles and audiences a chance to see those. Think of To Kill a Mockingbird or Of Mice and Men. It's just, those are iconic, fantastic American stories. I have a real soft spot for American work. Of course, Christmas Carol, that you alluded to, is a great, great piece that never gets old and is one of the, I think Michael Haney calls it the second best story ever told. And then the other side of that coin is something that's brand new that you haven't had a chance to see before, something that's really about us, so Alaskan plays. And also, I think we're really trying to produce writers whose voices haven't been heard that much in the theater before in order to invite more people to the theater. So that might be an Alaskan Native writer like Lucas, or trying to support some women in our season every year, produce playwrights or writers of color. Or younger writers, emerging writers, that kind of thing.
And you said at the beginning, we kind of made a joke of it, it works. And it has been working, or else you couldn't be doing these original plays because they're tough to get an audience for sometimes. But you're getting a reputation for producing high-quality original works, and that's really helping a lot of the playwrights that you're bringing into the world of theater here.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's the reason we're here, to some degree, is to help Alaskans tell our own stories and to understand who we are through sharing, hearing, and participating and making those stories. So.
Well, that sounds terrific. Let's just go ahead and dive into the season here. You're starting out the season with one of the classic plays probably every theater in the country has done it, but it never gets old. It's Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling, performing September 29th through October the 15th. Josh, do you want to talk about this show?
Sure. Because it's really great. It's fun. It's a group of women, and it kind of tells this little arc through a series of vignettes and about their lives and different things that change. And, I mean, it's the 80s, and it's amazing hair, and
it's the South.
It's the South. It's so much fun. It's just such a great, the language in it is fun. The interaction between the characters is fun. It's kind of a nice classic way to start off the season because it's something that's a little bit known to people. They kind of know a little bit of what it is, but then, I mean, the thing about live theaters, it just brings it so much to life. It's so a way that you've never seen it before.
And many people may know this play from the film that was out several years ago, but it's been out for long enough that people may not have remembered it.
89, I think?
Yeah. So Steel Magnolia is a wonderful play about, it takes place in a converted garage, carport, as in
yes.
The South. Yeah, classic play. Art, you're talking about bringing back American voices and plays that really ring true to certain areas of the country, and this one certainly does that.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, a play that I have no idea about Christopher Diaz. Someone take this. Let me know what it's about. Performing November 10th through the 19th. Art, you want to go with this one?
Sure. Enrique Bravo, who played Atticus Finch last season and a number of other roles, terrific actor, is our actor in residence. And he's from South Texas and is Mexican-American. So this play will feature him as a Latinx, actually Puerto Rican jobber who wrestles for a living. He's working for basically the WWF. It's not called that in the play, but it's that kind of pro wrestling league. And I'm not giving anything away to tell your audience that those fights are all scripted, right? You know, we know who's going to win before it happens. It's true. So this is the guy whose job it is to lose, and the action of the play begins when he just wants a break from that, and he introduces his bosses to a substitute who takes a match for him against the champ, and the substitute goes off script and beats the champ. And at that point, everyone's got a problem to solve because the champ is their meal ticket, and if his reputation as a, you know, really great wrestler is undermined, then they're going to have to figure out how to make money in the future. So it's about this intersection of commerce and sport, and particularly how young men of color are often our athletes. And it's a very, very funny play. There's a monologue about government-mandated raisin bread counts. It's really hilarious. So it's very witty and clever, and features Enrique in a really great role for
him. And Enrique's a wonderful actor. I've seen him on stage before. He'd be perfect for this role. And you say it's a funny but quirky look at the world of pro wrestling. I just love the idea of someone who's hired to lose. So
yeah.
This is Stage Talk. We're talking about Perseverance's upcoming season, and my guests here are Josh Lohman, Lucas Rowley, and Art Roach, and we're about halfway through the show, so we've got to speed along here a bit faster. So next we have A Christmas Carol, a show written by Alicia Jones, based on the book by Charles Dickens. Who wants to go with this one? Tell us what's new this year.
This year we've kind of like just gotten to a nice smooth. So we're not going to make any giant changes in this season. Probably looking at a few new cast members, things like that. But it's just really solidifying it. It's taking something that we've been evolving over the last 3 years and kind of doing a really concentrated version of that. Like, everyone has had these roles. They've seen it. They can just bring together something that's magical. And that's what Christmas Carol really is. It's just a giant, it's just a piece of Christmas magic. And it's, you can always trust in that it's going to be all right in the end.
Oh, let's quickly go on to the next play called The Arsonists by Jacqueline Goldfinger, performing January 12th through the 21st, a world premiere. And Art, I believe you are directing this show. So let me toss this show out to you.
Sure. Yeah. Jackie's play is about a woman who's learned the family business, which is burning down buildings. She's an arsonist, and she's about to start out on her own in her career as an arsonist. And she does one last job with her father, who's the person that taught her everything she knows. And the job goes terribly, terribly wrong. So in a short time, she has to make a quick getaway and say goodbye to her father and her mother, too, actually, and destroy some evidence. It turns out burning things is a good skill to have if you're ever in that situation. So it's pretty fun. It also includes roots music. And if anyone remembers the two-hander Annapurna that we did a couple years ago with Rebecca George and Kevin T. Bennett, this is similar because it's just the father and the daughter and some roots music and two powerhouse actors in a kind of a psychologically intense, intimate moment in their lives. Should be great theater.
Sounds like an incredible play. Next we have William Ink, which is performing March the 2nd through 11. We have the play right here, Lucas Rowley. This is a world premiere, and I'm going to have Lucas tell us about this play because it's a really interesting idea. Go ahead.
Well, sure. I'll start off just reading my blurb. So here's the blurb. William, a therapist in small-town Alaska, struggles with daily life, is harassed by self-created archetypes, and experiences a few surprises from the board after creating a one-man Native corporation inside of his head.
So where did this come from?
Oh, well, it's really fun. I started the play 8 years ago, and it's been very, very polished. It's been workshopped all around the country for the last 8 years. But it's just a lot of fun. It's almost made for people in Anchorage and Juneau in Alaska because it's about board members and the president and, you know, so many nonprofits up here. I think the audience is really going to get a kick out of it and secretly get some revenge against the president or the board members when they watch it.
So
it's a lot of fun.
I think what's fascinating is you tie into this idea of a corporation, and he has incorporated himself. Right.
Right. Yeah, that's the idea.
But he talks to the board members or voices in his head.
Yes.
To start there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what makes it so fun and interesting. You know, like I said, Alaska people will really have some insight into it and get a kick out of it.
This sounds fascinating. We'll have to come get inside your head, Lucas, when we come see the show.
Absolutely.
Finishing out the season, sort of, we have two more shows. One has been added recently, but the last show on their website is Cyrano de Bergerac, The Classic Tale by Edmond Rostand, translated and adapted by David Grimm. Who doesn't know the story of Cyrano de Bergerac, but it's always a wonderful play. Who wants to handle this one? Art, Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll say something about this one because it's really such beautiful language. I mean, the thing about Cyrano is the whole play is about language, and David's new translation is just, there's panache in it. It's hard to like describe how it's different than the others, but it's just, the words are just so much deeper. The director that we're going to be having coming in on this, and I think Art can talk about this a little bit, is someone who works really well with these good, strong language plays. And it's just, I mean, it's a classic love story, but it's just done with all of this, well, panache. It's what it keeps coming up in this play.
And it's more than just panache. It's also
sword fighting. No. There's action. There's adventure. There's love. There's betrayal. It's
Art, do you have anything else you want to add about this show?
It's a great romance, I think, and he's such an iconic character. Yeah, and the director's really special to me. It's been a while since we've had her back, but has done some classics of Perseverance. I did The Crucible with her years ago, and it was one of my favorite theater experiences ever, so I'm delighted that we can get her back. She recently became tenured at Catholic University, where she teaches directing, and while she was getting her tenure, she couldn't come to Alaska, but she's got a sabbatical and is using it to come work with us again.
Wow, so, sounds great.
Great director, yeah.
We started by talking about the season, and just before we began the show, you mentioned that you were adding a show on at the end of the season, a show called Snow Child. I want to talk about this, not on the webpage where I got my information, so Art, tell us about this play, Snow Child.
Right, well, people may know the novel by A.O. and Ivy, who's from Palmer, called The Snow Child, and it's based on a sort of Slavic or Scandinavian folktale about a childless couple who make a snow figure and it comes to life and becomes the child they didn't have. And then when the snow is melt, it goes away and then it comes back. And it's a beautiful, beautiful folktale, which she adapted to Alaska in the 1920s. And as I was reading that book and I approached Eowyn about whether we could adapt it for the stage, I was also talking at the same time to my mentor, Molly Smith, who founded Perseverance Theater and now runs Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., about is there a project we can work on together? And we kicked several ideas around, and they weren't working out. And I said, well, what about The Snow Child? Have you read that book? And she said, oh, I love that book. And I said, well, we've got the rights. She said, let's do that. Let's do that. And then she said, and if it's okay with you, because we were just talking about the theater companies working together, Perseverance and Arena Stage, and she said, if it's all right with you, I would like to direct it. And, you know, what are you going to say, right? You're the person who got me started in this business, and you're a legend in the field. And I said, yeah, that'd be okay, Molly, if you
that'd
directed
be okay.
that. Yeah, that'd be great.
This sounds exciting. Snow Child performs May 25th through the 28th, and we're just about out of time here. I hate to cut you off, Art. Mm-hmm. Want to thank my guests, Josh Lohman, Lucas Rowley, and Art Roach, all from Perseverance Theater, talking about their 2017-2018 season. And if you go to our webpage at alaskapublic.org, you can see all these shows and when they're performing. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.